COVID-19, I don't think anyone saw this coming and the impact that it would have.
Absolutely not. We certainly didn't. And even probably 3 months ago when we converted over our spring semester to online, I think our initial thought was this was going to be a short-term response. That was 3 months ago, and we're far from short-term.
And I know even just working here, I appreciate the fact that you've restricted, you know, who comes onto campus. I think that helps a lot of us do our jobs a lot easier, knowing that, you know, we all have to get temperature checks. Actually, you're doing the interview in person, but you are wearing a face shield, and we are more than 6 feet apart, so that's good. But I think that that's really appreciated, at least, you know, being a staff member, knowing that that extra protection is there.
Sure. You know, I've been in education for many years. The one thing that's important for education to happen is people have to feel safe and secure. And I think certainly in March where we were, people did not feel that. And I feel like it's my role as we look at reopening the campus, and we have had nobody on our campus for the last 3 months other than employees. And for part of that time, very few employees were here. But I have to do everything I can to try to make people feel as much as possible that we're doing everything that we can for them to be safe and secure as they're on campus. And July 1st, we're going to open up and allow visitors on campus for the first time. We won't have any classes on campus until August, but it'll be quite a change for people as they come on July 1st than when they left the first part of March.
And when it comes to the fall, it sounds like you're going to try to do something in a flexible type of way.
Yeah, we're calling them flex schedules. You know, we traditionally have face-to-face classes and online classes, and we've done something that we've called blended or hybrid before, where it's kind of 50% online, 50% face-to-face. And now we're kind of into what we're calling a flex course, which is a portion of your time will be done in classroom and a portion of your time will be done online. And that may flex depending upon what's going on. As we went through our building, you know, our traditional classrooms in education, what you try to do is you try to get lots of people in a classroom, have lots of chairs, lots of desks. And as we've tried to go in and make it safe and secure for people as they come back into education, we can't fit that many people in a classroom. And so, you know, what may have been traditionally a 30-person classroom may only be 10 to 12 people in there now. And how do we then work that same class, giving people the face-to-face that they want? You know, before we started, you kind of mentioned that I can do telephone interviews, but I really like face-to-face. And I think there's a lot of people who say, I can maybe learn some online, but I really like and I really want need that face-to-face. So how can we create that face-to-face environment for those who want and need it, but then also do as much of the online or virtual learning as possible as well, so that we can make sure we keep that campus safe and secure as much as possible.
But it's hard for you because a lot of your programs, they're very hands-on.
They are.
And how do you work with that kind of challenge?
Well, each faculty, so I want to be careful because faculty have a lot of ability to look at their particular course and do what's right for their course. But a class that might have been a traditional heavy lab course, we'll do like a welding. There might have been 20 people in a welding lab. And now we may only have 8 people in that welding lab. And instead of your lab being from, you know, maybe a 2-hour period in the morning, we'll make it now to where there'll be maybe 3 or 4 different labs, each of which being 2 hours. And so our lab will be utilized a heck of a lot more as far as time frame, but then there won't be near as many people in there. So it'll require more people hours to staff it, more faculty time to be able to be there for the student and grade it. But I think where we can keep people at that, I guess, distance that you need, social distancing, but also not near as many people on campus. We were at about 3,500 people on campus a day before all of this. And we know we can't have that many people on campus all day, every day, like we did before. So we got to figure out ways to spread people out, not only distance-wise, but also time-wise. We may be doing more afternoon classes than we've ever done.
You know, with the financial uncertainty of people's households, you know, people maybe being afraid to leave Sioux City because if they get to a bigger university and then a second wave of COVID-19 happens. And are you seeing that? Are you predicting maybe you might have more students this fall, or is that still kind of up in the air?
Well, predictions are very difficult right
That's
now.
That's true.
Because I don't know what next week is going to look like, and certainly not next month. And every prediction I think we've made has probably gone miserable. But I think in our models, as we've taken a look at it, I can give you a model where we could have a significant reduction in enrollment, and I can give you a model where we could have a significant increase in enrollment, one of which you mentioned. People are maybe leery about going off to school because of a resurgence and then maybe being called back. We also know we have one of the highest unemployment rates that we've had in a long time. And traditionally, when you're unemployed, you start thinking about future and what do you need to do? And education and training tends to be a big part of that, thinking about that. So there's a couple of things at play that could really say we could be inundated in the fall. But there's also then the uncertainty of, we're seeing certainly for this summer, people just decided to say, I'm just going to hold off on my education and not do anything. And that could potentially happen if we get a resurgence of COVID closer to the fall start. We may see a lot of people say, I'm going to sit out for a year, or I'm going to do something different. And so when you put it all together, I have no idea what that means other than we need to do the best that we can do to be prepared for as many students who come to us in the fall.
I know the University of Iowa, they say they're hurting. Mm-hmm. I believe it was a $25 million budget reduction they need to do. How about Western Iowa Tech? How are you guys doing financially?
Well, we're never doing well enough. I don't think you can ever talk to an educator who says, we've got as much money as we need, don't worry. But we've done some things that we've needed to do. An interesting thing, in the spring, we had a greater retention than we had in the fall. So in other words, when COVID came, we didn't see a lot of people who dropped out because of the fear of what was going on. We were able to make a pretty smooth transition. Now, every one of our students do get an Apple laptop, so we were able to move virtually fairly seamlessly. Now, obviously, there's always kinds of individual circumstances on that. So I feel pretty good about at least about where we're at. The legislature just concluded, and they didn't take money away. And that was a big fear. The state obviously is not taking in as much tax revenue. And so what was next year going to look like? So I feel comfortable that with the status quo that we're going to be able to be okay. And quite honestly, we did some early retirements in fear of what was the budget going to look like in the fall, or that was pre-knowing what the legislature was going to do. We're just trying to take it a day at a time and trying to make sure that we can create that safe environment as much as possible for our students. There have been a lot of extra expenses. I've bought more hand sanitizer and wipes and facial shields, and we're buying plexiglass barriers, way more tape to put tape on the ground than we've ever, done before. And we have more staffing as far as our security. When our employees come in, you have to have a facial covering. And we take everybody's temperature to make sure that nobody's sick. And if you're sick, go home until you're better. And if you think you might have COVID, then you need to go in and do the whole app and find out if you need to be tested. But all that takes a little bit more staffing. So we haven't had a reduction in force, but we've moved lots of staff to different areas so that we can try to cover everything that we need to cover. So it's a crazy time. In my 20-some years of education, this has been by far the craziest.
And it has to be pretty stressful. I could not imagine, just having to be the leader of so many different people and so many unknown variables out there.
I think it's stressful for everybody. I can't think of a... maybe an author who always stays home and writes on their computer and never leaves and are still doing the same thing. But everybody has been asked to change the things that they do. My position's no different. And I'm just trying to look out and try to figure out what's going on. And that's a very tough thing to do. In many ways, I at least have more control as far as trying to decide what it is, what's the right thing to do and what's not. Although, the government tells us what we can and can't do. And certainly the governor closed down the state, which closed down schools and closed down some other things. And so it's just an interesting time and probably more stressed than normal, but I probably won't feel that for a few years. I think school's going to look a lot different when we come back in the fall. We've spent probably the last month moving furniture on campus. And so all of our commons areas, we've moved out a lot of furniture because we used to have chairs close to each other, tables close to each other, and we've tried to move that. I've mentioned that our classrooms are going to be different. When you come this year, it's going to be a flex schedule. It may look a little bit different from time to time, but you're going to get that face-to-face instruction that you want, but you'll also get that opportunity to do some things at home And we think it's going to be able to bring the best of both worlds when students come in, and we're ready to help our community and help our students reach their goals and take us to hopefully some type of post-COVID reality, whatever that is.